This is the Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
Jack Post has just promised team members maybe at the end of the year so they can feel the joy that he has as a recent Crocs convert. And also, Crocs, if you need a wide-eyed evangelistic ambassador, no one will shift that brand more than Jack Post. You love Crocs.
It's just because you guys haven't tried it, so you keep saying things like
I
that.
I have, but because I care about aesthetics, I took my foot out of that because it makes a horrible squelching noise if you're walking in public.
Like, they don't... I agree. From the outside, they don't look comfortable.
No.
They just look like plastic.
Yeah.
But it's when you're in them, they feel so nice. So I said, if the team wants for Christmas, I'll get everyone a pair of Crocs.
The team does not want.
Oh, no, they really don't. Have you got Crocs, Pat?
Oh, excuse me. Wash your mouth out with
some. I'm sorry. I was just checking. I don't know whether you're a crocker as well, you know?
Not.
I will say this. You go to a hospital, they're all wearing some kind of Croc. Because they're on their feet all day. They need
the staff
to be comfortable.
Or the patients?
No, you see the surgeons as well. Not the patients. We're not giving them Crocs, are they? So it's like going to a bowling alley where they're, the doctors and us would take your shoes off and go, what are you, nine and a half? 44. Is it European 44 or an American 11?
Well, I don't think surgeons are wearing Crocs.
No, they're wearing like a special clog, like a special industrial...
But what is a clog when it becomes
a special industrial clog? I think surgeons are just wearing regular sneakers.
Some will wear regular sneaker, but having been in a hospital in the emergency department a couple of weeks ago, for 4 hours, I was looking at a lot of footwear there. Just thinking, because I'm designed now for comfort, thinking, what if they need comfort? What are they wearing? I was doing like an inventory. I saw a lot of Nikes and stuff like mm-hmm. that. A lot of Asics, Jack. You and I, of course, we love our Asics.
Yep.
They had the Kayanos as well, but I saw predominantly a Croc-looking foot thing.
Really?
And I don't know whether they have a wholesaler or wherever they go, but it was a cloggy kind of thing, so you can just slip it in and easily.
Yeah,
if you've got a code red or something, you can't be going, hang on, let's put my left shoe on. You can just slip it on up, but they look like Crocs.
Well, that's the other thing. You get them on so fast. That's what you're out the door like this, bang.
And that's you, isn't it? You're always, always something going on. Where's the action? Where's the party? I haven't got time for laces. Johnny Depp's coming.
They just don't belong in...
society.
Like, I would love it. If medical professionals really are wearing Crocs, I would love to
know. Yeah, but that's all right, because that's in a workplace. Like a chef would wear
you're right, yeah.
Okay, so you're saying technically I'm working here, I could wear my Crocs
in
here.
I'm glad that you said the word technically before we had to. He's finally got self-awareness. Yay! All right, so surgeons, what are you wearing on your feet? And in fact, tradies as well, they're on their feet all day long.
Well, they're not wearing Crocs,
A steel cap
no.
Croc would be a good idea.
They're not.
Oh,
and also,
no!
Also, I worry, right? I need to be in footwear that is adaptive to any situation I might find myself in.
Are you in this or a tradie?
No. I'm just saying, I worry that if you're in Crocs, I'm worried that your ankle is loose in there.
Mm-hmm. Your ankle is loose, but then you've got the speed band on the back.
What happens if you have to deal with the situation?
No, there's a...
And you've got to take it to a John Wick level. Hopefully that never happens. You need to be ready for that.
No, you don't know about the speed band. So there's two modes in a Croc.
Yeah.
There's a slip-on function, or you can flip back the speed band.
Oh, watch out.
And then you've got support.
I will defend my wife's... Oh, hang on a minute. Let's put it on to support mode.
Then you've got support behind
right
the Achilles.
Going to roundhouse
so that
you now.
Move quickly, and it's not coming off your
foot.
Oh,
no, hang on. The other one wasn't on support mode. You can't deal with any situation. Bear Grylls ain't in Crocs. Ant Middleton is not crocking up that SAS boot camp.
I'll be in support mode, speed band mode, most of the time. So I won't. I can run at full pace.
Oh.
In Crocs.
Yes.
Get
no.
out of
yes.
it.
Yes, it's pretty
Get
much a good sandal.
Okay. Whatever job you do, do you trust your footwear and would you recommend it to us?
On a brighter note, you're listening to the Christian O'Connell Show podcast.
We're getting into it today. Real talk, guys. Real talk. No excuses. Real talk. Real talk. No excuses. Footwear. What do you depend on? What is important? The reason why we've trickled into this is Jack is pushing the case once again like some sort of Croc fundamentalist. He's always trying to convert people when they're tired. And he's flying the flag for Crocs, and it's a lonely flag.
I would love to wear
a
lonely
hill. You can. This is a Croc safe space, but all you would know is a lot of the team would be thinking,
Was I happy for you to think it? Just don't say it.
I'm going
to
bring in my Birkenstocks.
I've never had Birkenstocks.
Oh my God. I know what I'm going to get you as a treat. I'm going to get you the ones I have. The Boston Mule. The Boston SFB. Soft foot bed.
Don't you have to get them shaped to your foot or something like that?
No. These things, you get them and they straight away it feels like the hug in the foot. And you have that SFB, whatever that is, the soft foot bed. And oh my God, and you slip them on and off, Jack, but this is a mule. I'll go for suede one. You can wear it with shorts. You can wear it with a suit.
I know how to wear shoes.
What it is, it's versatile. You can level that up. You can scale it back down. Yep. I can hang out in a boardroom. I can hang out at the boardwalk.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Come on, Birkenstock HQ, let's talk.
And everything you just said, that's what I hope is the future for Crocs. That is accepted in the same way.
You know what they are? Scrappy-doo. And what I'm wearing with my Birkenstocks is good old Scoops. I've got Scooby snacks. You're dreaming of being me when you grow up.
You say you can wear it with a suit, but it doesn't mean that you should.
True, I would agree with that. Okay, I'm just saying, choices and options. All right, so the people I really want to hear from today are what goes on in operating theatres, because surgeons and all the technician staff there, they're on their feet all day long, and focus is really, really important. Jane, you're exactly who we need to talk to. So you're a theatre nurse.
I am.
All right, so take us into a surgery. What's everyone wearing?
I can confirm that the majority wear Crocs.
Told you.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
There are lots that also wear Birkenstocks.
Thank you. Boston with the footbed.
That's right. And there are also gumboot wearers.
I see. What's the number one then? If it was a pie chart, what's the biggest slice?
Crocs have a huge percentage of that pie chart.
Yeah. Oh, see, if surgeons are wearing it, surely it's good enough for other workplaces.
They're going for functionality.
Yes, and I am.
And they're
in here.
Tucked under the operating table bed, the operating bed.
I don't wear them because of the holes. Surgeons wear them and they don't wipe them off. They are covered in lots of stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm not sure why anyone wears them in the operating theatre, but they love them and they wear them.
Don't you have to scrub in and scrub out of an operating theatre? How are the dirty old Crocs getting in?
As they're sort of taking me under, and I don't want to look down at the surgeons going, don't worry, very simple procedure. It seems splattered in dried cake blood and brain splatter and that.
We do scrub in, but we're only scrubbing out hands and arms. So we put on sterile gowns each case.
Do you remember at swim balls when you were younger, you used to go for that foot thing? What was that, mate? You don't see that anymore. Goodness knows what was in that. The surgeons need a foot bath
when,
to walk through.
When foot and mouth disease was a threat, we had to step on those little things.
That's what you need to clean off your shoes or anything. So what do you go for, Jane? If you're not Crocs, what are you, trainers, sneakers?
No, I don't like sneakers because, again, they're fabric and they absorb stuff, Christian.
Yeah. What do you go for?
I wear a clog, kind of like a rubbery clog, but the problem with nursing clogs is traditionally I find them really ugly.
Yeah.
So they're kind of limited, but they're the best option for me because they're closed and I can wipe them down.
And where do you go to get your shoes and clogs? And
is
there
a special nursing clog shop?
There's online stores, yeah.
So would we be able to go to them as well? Can you give me like your login details? Because I want to try what you have. I think I could focus better on the show.
Maybe. Look, you don't need a special like nursing code if that's what you're wondering. I think they're open to the public.
You're making it sound like I'm trying to do something pervy now. It's purely functionality, okay, to help me focus and perform better. That's right.
Christian. Welcome, friends, to the Christian O'Connell Show podcast.